USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're back from over there. Hi there, man. This is Ken Carpenter, rolling out another big show, marked personal property of G.I. Joe, the AEF, and the uniformed men and women of all the United Nations. This is your show, yours to command, simply by writing to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, to request your favorite star, song, band, or any little thing you want to hear. And speaking of things you want to hear, we have with us this evening a man who's been requested by you through thousands of letters. A man who immediately after Pearl Harbor rushed right down and tried to get his five children to enlist. But unfortunately, the WACs weren't recruiting at that time. Eddie Cantor!
Let's sing the song about Susie, pretty little, witty little Susie, with the big brown eyes and the turned-up nose and the big blue bow in her hair. Let's sing the song about Susie, haughty little, naughty little Susie, with the dimpled chin and the cutest grin and the darndest innocent stare. Oh, she's as sweet as a bun, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie. You gotta go for someone so divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, no can do, mustn't touch. She's mine. If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, oh. She's as sweet as a bun, and she's thinking to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie. You gotta go for someone so divine. But if you wanna make love to Susie, no can do, mustn't cuss. She's mine.
Well, Eddie Cantor, oh, that's me. You'll have to pardon me, Ken. It's so seldom that I talk to men. You know what I mean? Gee, Ken, I can't tell you what a great pleasure it is to be on the same program with you.
Me? Why, Eddie, I'm just an announcer.
Just an announcer, he said. How can you say that? Why, Ken, you work for a man who has four sons. Sometimes I envy that Crosby. I really do. Honestly, I do.
What do you mean, sometimes?
You know, morning, noon, and night. That's all, that's all.
Well, Eddie, what's wrong with girls?
Nothing, but in my house, it's getting monotonous. Five times in a row, I hit the jukebox. That's so good. I tell you, Ken, every time the phone rings, boom, I got another daughter. It's getting so that... No.
Well, aren't you going to answer it?
What, and have another mouth to feed? I don't want any more girls, Ken, at least not until I get rid of a couple. Say, fellas, want to come home tonight for dinner, you boys?
Oh, wait a minute, Eddie. These men aren't interested in meeting any girls.
Are you kidding, Carpenter? I bet I can tell you what's on the minds of every one of these able-bodied men.
What?
Grable-bodied women. Is that the phone? Is that ringing? Oh, there it is again.
Well, you better answer it, Eddie. It must be important.
I can't, Ken. I'm too nervous. You answer it, will you?
Okay, I'll answer. Hello? Who? Oh, hello.
Who is it, Ken?
A what?
A what?
Shut up, Eddie.
Shut up, Eddie. Oh, pardon me.
Will you please repeat that?
Yes, please.
14 pounds, 3 ounces.
What?
Well, thanks a lot. I'll tell him.
Break it to me slowly, Ken.
Eddie, what is your wife?
My wife.
She has a 14-pound turkey for dinner.
Three-corner dialogue, men. And now, turning to our oomph department, we produce a gal who is really loaded with the stuff. She's one of your favorite classy lassies of the screen and mic. If you can believe the mail, the pause into Command Performance, and I don't see why we can't. So, gang, here is Janet Blair. Janet?
Thank you. Thank you, Eddie, and hiya, fellas.
Well, Janet, say that's a coincidence. Janet, you have the same name as one of my daughters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm always running into people who have the same name as one of my daughters. Odd, isn't it? Huh?
Well, what's odd about it? After you got through naming all your daughters, how many names do you think there were left?
Well, I'm sorry I mentioned. now, fellas. Not bad, huh? You know, fellas, we had a request last week from up Adak Wade for the Hollywood star with the most beautiful figure to appear here on Command Performance. Well, naturally, it was pretty tough to figure out who owns the most beautiful figure in Hollywood. A lot of people think Harry James does. Yes, Betty Grable has her admirers. Lana Turner has her fans. And, of course, Carol Landers' figure is well-liked in certain quarters. Well, we finally arrived at a decision. So, fellas, here's the most beautiful figure in Hollywood, the most perfect shape in town. Well, to help me, it's Billy Gilbert. It is, you know.
Hiya, fellas. Hello there, Eddie.
Billy, what's going on here? I just got through introducing the Hollywood star with the most beautiful figure.
Well, I have lost a little weight. Is that?
Yeah, but not in all the old familiar places. This is a fine thing. I promise the fellas glamour, and what comes out? You.
Sure. As far as the fellas are concerned, what has Betty Grable got that I haven't got?
You never had a long talk with your father, did you? Look, Billy, what are you doing here anyway, huh?
That's a very interesting question and a civil one, too. It should have a civil answer.
Answer me, Billy. Why did you walk out here?
Eddie, I was sitting backstage all by myself.
Yeah.
All the other people were busy watching the show. They had something to do. I didn't. There I was, just sitting there all by myself.
Billy, why did you walk out here?
Because I'm lonesome.
No,
I'm just spoofing, Eddie. I came here to do the Gesundheit Concerto.
The Gesundheit Concerto?
Yeah. I have taken the American sneeze and set it to music. I have brought out the hidden charms of the nasal explosions. And I've elevated it way up high on a special pestigal. On a special pistol. Well, it's way up there, right?
Now, Mr. Billy, what kind of music do you sneeze?
Any kind, Eddie. You know, my Gesundheit Concerto, it's two sneeze movements.
Yeah.
Comprising of Pop Goes the Weasel. Get it? Weasel? I don't like it either. And Humoresque.
Billy, how much would you charge to air condition a building?
Eddie, I will show you how it's done. Just as soon as I make sure that the piano's in tune for my number.
Okay.
I'll strike a few chords with my ear. I'm not reading so well tonight. Yes. What I mean is I'll strike a few chords with my ear for music. Yeah, that cures it.
Yeah.
I can tell immediately if the piano is satisfactory.
Yeah. How is it, Billy? Okay?
Month after month, I have searched for the right piano to suit my personality. A piano brighter, gayer than all the rest.
Yes?
A piano so alive it seems to breathe emotion.
Yes?
A piano whose strings are like harp strings, tender with exquisite expression and great feeling. And this piano...
Yes?
This piano stinks. All right, gentlemen, I'm ready, if you are. Let us proceed with the Gesundheit Concerto. I'm going to have trouble with this one. I can't hold it. A bad conductor.
Thank you, Billy Gilbert, and may you never run out of handkerchiefs. Comes up now on Command Performance something really solid, Jack. These boys really have the beat that's reached and the rock that's stopped. They're going to dip you, flip you, rip you, and trip you till your sound catches plead for square and your shoe fillers come to the red. The English language broadcast comes right after this one. Anyway, here's the Lou Merrill Morgan Trio taking a page out of our fellow AFRS show, Jubilee, and giving it out with their version of Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
I got a little gal. She's always late. Most any old time we have a date. But I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk right up to a gate and see if I can get it straight. 'Cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her. Baby.
Is you ain't my baby. The way you act lately makes me doubt. You know you is still my baby, baby. See my flame in your heart, done gone out, gone out. A woman is the creature who is always insane. When you think you show of her, you bounce it on and made a thing. If you is her, if you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Is my baby still my baby too? Is my baby still my baby too?
Well, I was swell, fellas. Come back anytime. And now, gang, command performance turns to an.
Oh, Mr. Patton!
No, it can be, but it is, fellas. The one, the only, Vera Vane.
Introduction.
Oh, it was nothing, Miss Vague.
You're telling me. But you know, Mr. Cantor, it's so refreshing to work with you after that first Mr. Holmes.
Oh, oh.
Oh, you're such a nice old gentleman.
A nice old gentleman?
Yes, you know, a girl never knows whether she's safe with Mr. Hope, but you're so delightfully harmless.
Shall I tell her? Now, see here, Miss Vague. For your information, I travel around with every wolf in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I suppose there's a gray one in every park.
Well, now, look here, Miss Vague.
Now, don't get the idea that I consider you decrepit, Mr. Cantor. Anything of the sort. You're really very well preserved for your age.
Preserved? Miss Vague, would you like to know exactly how old I am?
Well, don't bother with the exact figure. Just give it to me the nearest 50.
Wait a minute. Well, for your information, I happen to be 35.
Mr. Cantor, we're discussing your age, not your sleeve length.
Yeah. Oh, so you doubt me, eh? Well, how old are you, Miss Vague? If you can figure it out without using your comptometer.
I most certainly can. I'm going on 23.
I beg your pardon?
You don't believe I'm going on 23?
Sure, but what are you coming from?
You dear boy. I hope your next one's a girl, too.
No. Not a chance. Now, look, now, don't get angry, Miss Bays. I think you're a very lovely person.
Okay.
In fact, you're one of the most charming girls I'd never be seen with.
Well, that's a fine thing to say. You men are all alike. All you look for in a girl is charm, personality, good looks, money, and a stunning figure.
Well, what else is there?
Me.
I'm sorry, Miss Bays. But if you'd like to know what type of girl appeals to me, just look right over there, standing over there.
Oh, you mean Karina Mura, the South American singer?
Yes. Oh, that Latin charm, that dark-eyed South American beauty. I love a girl with hot blood in her veins.
What do you think I have in mind, tomato juice?
That's not the point. I'll call her over and show you what I mean. Oh, Karina Mura.
Yes, Eddie.
Karina, this is Miss Vera Vague. Miss Vague, Karina Mura.
Hello, Miss Vague.
Hello. Oh, Miss
Miss Vera, I'm so delighted to meet you. I've always longed to visit South America. It must be such a fascinating place.
Oh, what in my country interests you most, Miss Vera?
Oh, there are lots of things. The scenery, the men, the mountains, the men, the quaint customs, and the men.
Is that all?
Oh, no, no, indeed not. The boys, too.
Well, I must admit the men are fascinating. Every one of them can strum a guitar.
I can strum a guitar?
And they ride a horse beautifully.
I can ride a horse?
And they're all such wonderful lovers.
I can ride a horse?
Oh, I just can't wait to visit South America. What a romantic place.
Yes, it certainly is.
Oh, how I'd love to meet a big, strong, handsome siesta, grab a gaucho, and ride off with him into the Cavallero.
Why, Miss Vig, you said that you'd like to grab a man and ride off into a bunch of other men. You're Spanish. It's all mixed up.
I know, but my ideas are pretty well straightened out. Well, goodbye, you dear, dear people. I'm off to South America to find myself a rich coffee planter.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Miss Vague. Most of those rich coffee planters are pretty old men.
Oh, well, don't worry. With all that coffee, he's bound to start percolating sometime.
Corina, now that that's blown over, are you going to sing one of your famous Latin songs for us?
I'd love to, Eddie. I've chosen one of my favorites, and I hope it's one of yours, too. It's a little Puerto Rican bolero, and it's called Chapulito de Alelí.
Oh, is you wiggle, no. Is you ain't my baby.
No, it's all about flowers, believe it or not.
Lindo capullo de Alelí, lindo capullo de Alelí, si te supieras mi valor, para tenderte mi amor, y te amarás mi sufrir, porque te sabes que es un sentido y es más. No hay en el mundo para mí otra capullo de Alelí. Que le vende mi pasión y que le vende mi corazón. Yo solo eres la mujer que me ha dado mi querer. Y que vendiendo Alelí, que me alegarás tú a morir. Por eso yo te canto a ti, lindo capullo de Alelí. A mí me lo ha dado tanto, tanto tu amor. Porque tú sabes que es un sentido y es mata para mí. Tú ya lo sabes. No hay en el mundo para mí otra capullo de Alelí. Quiero venderle pasión y que le den mi corazón. Que solo eres la mujer que me ha dado mi querer. Y te vende lindo Alelí y te le darás tu amor. Por eso yo te canto a ti, lindo capullo de Alelí. A mí no lo mando de acá, a mi padre de amar.
Well, fellas, before you invite our next command performance guest to your house, when you get back to it, find out first how long he intends to stay. You never know with Danny Thomas. Once he took an engagement at the 5100 Club in Chicago for 1 week and stayed 3 years. Last fall, he was booked for a 7-night stretch at the Martinique in New York, and 16 weeks later, he was still there. Here is Danny Thomas. How Danny does one of his newest radio characterizations, Jerry Jingle, the mailman of Sycamore Terrace, USA.
We find Jerry Dingle in the outer office of Horace J. Livermore, president of the Sycamore Savings Bank and sponsor of the Big Charity Show.
Oh, hello, Jerry. Come on in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Livermore. I came as fast as I could. You said you wanted me to help you put the show on tonight.
Yes, yes, I did, Jerry. I need your assistance very much. You can really be a big help in putting this thing over with a bank. I was considering several people, but I decided you'd be the perfect man for the job.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Livermore.
That's splendid, Jerry. I'm sure you're going to be a big help to it.
Yeah, that's swell.
Yes, I thought you might pass out these handbills.
Oh, I'll be...
Thank you.
Yes, you know, as you go from house to house delivering the afternoon mail, you slip one under each door.
Yeah, but I...
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got this whole affair to direct. I'm a bundle of energy, you know. So long.
Big shot director. Sits behind a desk and passes out orders. I gotta pass out handbills. Bundle of energy. Some bundle. Whoever tied him up sure made a sloppy package. What a show-off. I could direct things twice as good as him. Anything. Movies or plays or... movies. Yeah, that's right. Movies. I could have been a great movie director. Sure. Why not? It's a free country. I'm a citizen.
Stop the script! Stop the script! Tear up the camera. My production will be revolutionary. And when the critics review it, they'll acclaim my new technique unique. And I'm the man who can do it. I'm Cecil B. The Jingle. I'll show Greer Garson at her peak. I'll star Mrs. Miniver with Madame Fury in The Miracle of Pigeon's Creek. I'm Cecil B. The Jingle. My picture will be well worth seeing. I make this avowal that Roddy McDowell will play opposite a human being. And when I make my western, the horse will sing the song. Roy Rogers will neigh while eating his hay, and Cassidy won't hop along.
Cut! My picture will be different from any on the screen. I take a solemn oath. I will never make this scene.
You haven't got a chance, Lefty. Come on down off that roof.
Oh, yeah? Come and get me.
Okay, Lefty. Here I come.
I'm warning you, Stevie. I'll drill you.
Remember, Lefty, I'm your brother.
You're my brother, but you're a copper, see? And I hate coppers. Stand back or I'll drill you.
All right, Lefty. We're face to face. Go ahead, drill me.
Okay, you ask for it. Attention, about face, forward, march!
Cut! Single pictures have a million chills and thrills in store. For instance, here's another scene I promise I'll ignore.
Order in the court.
Please, Judge, you want. No son of my boy Giuseppe to jail for 7 or 5 years. Giuseppe, that's a good kid. Everybody says that's a good kid, Giuseppe. Even the teacher who teaches the violin says that's a good kid. Please, judge, you want. No son of my boy Giuseppe to jail for 7 or 5 years.
If your son is such a good boy, why did he steal $100,000 worth of fur coat?
Maybe he was a cold.
Cut! Still drilling
those guys.
My next production will include a great surprise for you. You have my word that here's another scene I'll never do.
Stoppers and final drums.
It's an Azeri tribe, Randolph, and it looks like trouble. You better go out and talk to them.
Right. Quiet. Quiet.
Quiet.
Ala hago lobo nomo tano mono vilo hago.
Bola sama fano leda saga ramaganu.
Fala tano rilu dano manaba.
Saga bana hala nala hala nawa.
What's the chief saying, Randy?
How do I know? I don't speak African.
Cut! How long can they drill those guys?
I'm Cecil B.
to jingle, the answer to the patron's wishes. There'll be no double feature, no single feature, no picture at all, just dishes every Thursday. It's a Cecil B. Dingle.
This is Cecil B. D. Dingle saying good night from Hollywood.
Thank you. Well, fellas, that about rolls down the curtain, and it's time to start saying that we had a grand time being with you tonight on your favorite G.I. show, Command Performance. We hope you enjoy listening to these shows as much as we enjoy being on them. Next week, more of the best for the finest. This is Eddie Cantor saying good night and God bless you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.